Cruise FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Hello! Friday, baby!
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Morning. Our little buddy James P. White is predictable.
Yes, very, very predictable.
Very predictable. So yesterday, we were driving in, and we got a busy weekend ahead of it. And Jimmy specifically has a very busy weekend.
He's got his wrestling skits. And
he's got the Star Wars music.
Star Wars musical with a couple listeners.
He's entertaining a bunch of listeners. They're getting together for a drink. He's got to go to in-law's place on Sunday. And he gets very hyper-focused on stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, you've seen it. Like, it's all he can do. If he has one thing planned,
one task, that's it.
There's a reason why one of my nicknames is...
One Task Jimmy.
It'll be like, Jimmy. You got a task at 8 p.m. at night on a Saturday. And
his whole day is shot.
I can't do anything the rest of the day.
Yeah, I'm not going to clean. I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going
to
drink water. I just got to get this one thing out of the way. So you tend to have these very dominant threads of conversation with him, right? When he's got something that he's working on. And yesterday it was all about how busy he was going to be. Got to do my podcast on Thursday. I'm not going to drink. I'm going to stay because I can't screw up my weekend. I get a video at noon from Army Chris. He's shit-tanked.
No, we were arguing. I was only
you
three
can hear
beers
it,
in.
Your voice.
Oh, you were
raging.
And then
four hours later, he's on the deck.
Shirtless, swinging around nunchucks. Just tanked. I'm going, well, it's a good thing that whole I'm going to stay sober today and I'm not going to drink at Army Chris's because my busy weekend plans went out the window.
It went well.
Yeah. Pick him up this morning. He smells like a hobo from Bum Fight Season 42.
Sometimes in life you need predictability, right?
At least I'm consistent.
Happy birthday, John Melon Ball Cougar Camp. Still not sure what his name is.
The locker room topic of the day.
If you could pick your heritage, what would you choose and why? So have a thought behind that.
Okay.
And then send us a quick little note. If it makes more sense for a phone call, give us a shout. This is based on the fact that I've been seeing this trending for the last couple of days. People are they're getting these DNA tests at home,
mm-hmm.
and they're finding out that they're completely different heritages from what they grew up thinking.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, it's trending right now. And this has happened to me. This mm-hmm. kind of, maybe I'm noticing it because it did happen to me. No, I didn't go spit on a Q-tip and send it anywhere. What ended up happening was, I'll retell the story quickly. So my mom retired a couple of years ago. We're out for lunch and she's all excited because she's having a party. She's invited a family, mm-hmm. friends, and we're getting together at a pub and she's hired a band. It's a two-piece Irish band. And I thought, well, that's kind of cool, but why Irish?
Why an Irish band?
And she goes, well, we're Irish.
Our family.
And I went, what? No, we're Scottish. You named me Lachlan.
My name is Lachlan.
Yeah. We immigrated from Scotland 200 years ago, whatever the... Right? I'm relaying the information that I know about our heritage.
Yeah.
Right? On my mom's side, we're primarily Scottish. On my dad's side, we're primarily German. And she goes, no, I was talking to somebody in our family, somebody in the Hislop family,
mm-hmm.
and they went to England and they were over there working for a company and they decided to go do some work. Like research on our genealogy.
Yeah.
So he went north and went to Scotland and looked us up. And we moved from Ireland to Scotland at such and such a time. So we're actually Irish. And I'm like, when did this happen? She goes, oh, late 90s. So
you've been living a lie your whole life.
So for 20 years, she neglected to tell me that I wasn't Scottish, that I was Irish. And I'm like, I look at my sister and I'm going, did she tell you this? And my sister's like, nope. And I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, just baffled by my shock. And I'm like, my whole life I thought I was Scottish.
That was a lie.
And now all of a sudden I'm Irish. I think I came back that weekend.
You
and
did.
Told you guys and I was made a big deal out of
it.
Didn't we call? We called a bunch of pubs in Ireland. Or anyway, it doesn't matter.
Well, and then you found out you weren't German, you're Polish.
Well, then she goes, well, if you want the truth of the matter, you're probably not German because your family originally moved from Poland to Germany. I'm like, holy crap!
My whole
identity. What's going on? But I was shocked. I had this idea. And listen, I've never been to Scotland. I don't run around in a kilt. I'm not eating haggis on Sundays. I'm very Canadian. I'm proud to be Canadian. Yeah. It just, I can't explain it. It was shocking, right? Like, it was, I had this idea, this identity of myself, and then it just sort of all crumbled around me. Like, what if you found out that you weren't Mexican, Jimmy? Like, that would destroy you.
I found out that I might not be Ukrainian. I might be Polish, too.
Jimmy has, like, that's a big part of your identity. It's like, I'm Ukrainian. I make Ukrainian borscht. Yeah. And then your family's like, no, we might be Polish.
We're probably Polish.
I make Polish borscht.
more Polish than Ukrainian.
Anyway, so that's the topic this morning. If you could pick your heritage, what would you choose?
I know mine right away.
We'll do ours next.
Immediately.
Okay.
The locker room topic of the day.
What nationality? If you could pick, what would you pick? And we'll go around the horn here quickly before we start getting to some texts.
Italian.
Okay.
And that is because I have some friends who have Italian heritage.
Yeah.
And
the food's good.
They have the best family meals.
Yeah.
And everyone is a great cook, and they eat these pastas and, like...
Oh, so this is food.
This is all food.
This is food.
Food, and I could, like... I don't know, yeah, that's about it. Food.
Okay.
I was going to say I have some ties to the mob or something, but...
Yeah, okay. Well, of course you would.
But no, it's all food-based.
All right. I'm going to go with Mongolian. I think it would be fun.
Mongolian grill?
Mongolian grill. Very food-related as well. All right, Jimmy, what's yours?
Japanese.
Yeah?
I thought you were Japanese.
Yeah. Bruce Lee and...
He's Chinese.
Yeah.
Okay. Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris is Japanese. Yeah.
Steven Seagal.
The reason for me is because if I was Japanese, we would have a family sword, and I'd be the one that would inherit it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Should we play some turning Japanese?
Vapors.
The locker room topic of the day.
If you could pick your heritage, what would you choose and why?
This is awesome. So this person, I don't know their name or their gender, but they said Chinese because my last name is Min Chao and my heritage is German.
How does that happen?
So probably every time
this is a big thing right now. A lot of people are doing these DNA, these 23andMe, and they have this idea in their head.
Yeah.
You know what I think happens a lot of times is, depending on where you are in the world, where you're living and what's happening politically or culturally, if you have a certain percentage of one or the other, and maybe you're only, I don't know, 20% Spanish,
yeah,
right? It might be better than the German or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, somebody in the family may have made a decision, a concerted effort, or to tell everybody that you're one thing based on concerns about how people might view your family.
Or when they came to Canada, that's why they did that, yeah.
So people are finding out that their heritage is nothing what they thought it was.
Yeah.
Right?
It's pretty funny.
It is. It's hilarious.
The locker room topic of the day.
If you could pick your heritage, what would you pick and why?
Rob said he thought he was native his whole life, but his dad is Scottish-Irish, and he's from Nova Scotia. He went to get his status card when he was 30, and he wasn't accepted. He went to his mom and asked, hey, why wasn't I accepted? And she told him that she was adopted and just found out a few years ago she was part black. So he had darker skin from his mom.
He just assumed his whole life.
You're not. I think you have to be a certain percentage before you're accepted, right? Before you can get the card.
Yeah.
So he probably failed. That's amazing. See, it's shocking, isn't it, Rob? It's shocking.
The locker room topic of the day.
If you could pick your heritage, what would you pick?
Brian, who is going with Jimmy to the music of Star Wars this weekend.
That's right. Brian, are you dressing up? What are you dressing up as?
Well, he might be dressing up as Klingon because that's what he wants to be.
What is this?
Klingon.
This is Klingon. I think this is the to be or not to be speech from Hamlet.
Oh, it's Hamlet. Yeah.
So he said Thanksgiving dinners would be more interesting than when we're battling for the last piece of apple pie.
The thing is, though, is Brian's a little off there because they don't eat apple pie. It's roe keg blood pie is what they eat. It's a special pie.
You're trying really hard to stay single, hey?
I don't have to try. It's all natural.
The locker room topic of the day.
What nationality would you pick? Heritage, if you could choose, and why?
Chris says he would be Filipino. He loves the culture and the food. And he said if you haven't tried their spaghetti, you are missing out.
The happiest people you'll ever meet, too.
Filipinos. Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're fantastic.
I said, I've had the spaghetti at Jollibee. Does that count? Because he said, you got to try Filipino spaghetti. And he said, the one at Jollibee is nothing like a homemade one. Huh. The Jollibee one is the single guy's version of mom's recipe.
The spaghetti Filipino thing is a thing.
Well, the one at Jollibee is like sweet, and it's got hot dogs in it.
It's pretty good, though.
It's different, but he said that's the bachelor version of...
And I actually introduced my wife to a Filipino comic the other day.
Okay.
We were just at dinner, and we were sick of the news, so she was like, just put something on Netflix. So I turned Netflix on, and the Joe Coy, his latest...
Oh, he's coming to town.
Is he?
He'll be in Edmonton right away.
He's hilarious. He is so funny.
Yeah, he's playing Rogers... right away. Where's the date here? When I was down there at the hockey game.
You saw a poster for
it? I saw it. It was
he's
on
touring
the side of the building.
Right now, yeah. So that doesn't surprise me. Yeah. And he will do Rogers.
Like December 8th.
A lot of people don't know him, right?
He's huge.
But he's massive. Yeah. He's probably one of the bigger comics today.
The locker room topic of the day.
If you could pick your heritage, what would you choose and why?
Dean said after watching the way the Ukrainians have stood up to Russia, he's going to go with Ukrainian.
Good pick.
Yeah, he said they're some tough son of a guns, and he's beyond impressed. And the good food is an added bonus.
I think the world is impressed with what the Ukraine have been doing up against what everyone thought was going to be an adversary that was going to just storm in.
Oh, right? Yeah. Everyone thought it's going to be a matter of days. They're going to topple the Ukrainian government.
Every day they keep taking back more and more land
more.
Russia had occupied. About 8, 9, 10 years ago, I think this has been going on for them. Yeah. Good for them. Yeah. That's a really good pick.
And now, the Locker Room presents Star Wars News. Now, your host for Star Wars News, James P. White.
The Jedi Jimmy Podcast, episode number 31.
This is the news?
This is news.
Kind of. Yeah, this is the news.
Okay, all right.
It's everywhere you can get your podcasts. But this one breaks down the episode 5. And
we're already 5 deep into that series, eh?
And there's 12 in this season, and then the next season, which won't come out for another year and a half.
Be honest, you're not really enjoying this, are you?
Yes. It's very slow. It's not as much action as... It's weird, because in the first episode, there was tons of action, like stuff blowing up, and then it just kind of slowed down, and it's just building the characters. We're learning a lot about the great people in the Star Wars universe, Mon Mothma, a little bit more about Andor.
Luthen. I don't know if I'm going to be able to bite on this one. I have not been hearing many people...
I've tried twice now, and they get right into it, and I'm so confused. I'm like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know who that is. I don't know who this is.
There's this podcast that kind of explains that stuff. You can listen to it. You drive all the time. It's only 15 minutes at the most some days.
15 minutes is too many bridges in a 15-minute drive. That's too tempting.
We haven't called my lawyer in a long time.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Good morning. Are you guys always up this early?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Well, we're home before lunch.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's a trade-off. That's good.
We're sometimes drinking by noon. So this thing in the States with Biden letting everybody off on, like, not everybody, but thousands of people on minor possession charges. Does that have any implications in Canada for Canadians with minor drug charges that still can't get across the border asking for a friend?
Well, yeah. Well, it might have some influence on decision-making or policy-making here in Canada, but it doesn't have any binding effect. And the bigger issue, though, is crossing the border, if you've got a criminal offense, it has nothing to do with Canada. It's the Americans that don't want you to enter. And so would the Americans consider, I mean, that's the question, I think, to ask. Would the Americans consider a waiver or a dismissal of a conviction in Canada? Would they consider that a waiver in the States? I don't know, because they've always been pretty harsh about letting criminals into their country.
Because I even saw that they're not partying. Like, if you're in jail in the States for a simple drug possession, if you're not an American citizen, you're not getting a pardon.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't see that part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be surprised if that was the case. And it's something where, again, I know that throughout my rather extensive travels, there's a few countries that are super strict. Believe it or not, the United States being one of them. Japan is extremely strict about not letting people with criminal records in their country. And Singapore is pretty bad, too. Well, bad, I mean, strict. But, yeah, I mean, will the Americans look at it differently if you get a pardon here? I doubt it. I really do doubt it. Which is kind of ridiculous when you think about it. I mean, now, with you know, I understand if you're trafficking, you know, pounds of dope, that's one thing. But if you had a minor marijuana possession or whatever you're charged, I mean, it's not now with the way the law is. It's the equivalent of getting caught with a beer walking down the sidewalk. It's not a big deal. I doubt the Americans will look at pardons in Canada differently, and they'll probably still maintain the criminal conviction ban for entry into the country.
The other sort of caveat here is that in the States, this is a federal thing, and states individually might have different rules too, right? So it makes it even messier.
It makes it messier, but entry into the country is federal. So when you're entering the United States, even if you're flying into, you know, Tennessee, you're still going through customs. Well, actually, you go through customs here, but you know, you get the gist. The whole Homeland Security is a federal issue. So it's what the federal government would decree. Just like here, a criminal charge is mandated by the Criminal Code of Canada. And for example, even Quebec has a different legal system than us because of their French background.
Yeah.
Still, convictions are federal.
Okay.
Province by province.
The one thing that I will say, and I had to do this, and I actually had you do this for me, is if you think you've got some issues at the border, you should look into it, because a lot of times stuff gets scrubbed, or you know, a box gets carried to a barrel, a fire barrel in the back of some and then so you never know.
And that's true. I mean, you can do your own criminal record search. You can also apply for a Nexus card.
Yeah.
And that way both the Americans and the Canadians check you out. But I mean, you're right, though. I mean, depending on your age, I mean, we're all kind of older guys now, but back there was a time where computers didn't exist, and that's your listeners were like, who is this old dude? But it's true. There was a time where everything's on paper, and when everything got transferred from paper to computer, a lot of stuff got misplaced.
Yeah,
and a lot of stuff got lost.
That's what happened to me.
There's people that had criminal records, or at least a single criminal conviction, and it just got lost in the shuffle, and now they're free and clear.
There you go. Might want to look into it if you think you might have a problem at the border. Steph, always appreciate your time. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, you bet. You got to take care.
Take care. That's my lawyer. Thought I'd ask, just, you know, with all the changes down there.
Should have also asked about pretending to be a doctor on the radio.
No, we'll get to that.
We had him on the line.
This already cost me some money.
Lockeroom presents The Grant Report for JT's Bar and Grill, where good people come to enjoy the best food and drinks with other good people. Now, Grant Johnson.
Danielle Smith is the new premier of Alberta. Take a big sniff, Alberta. You smell that? That's what freedom smells like.
You know, it seems like just yesterday that Jason Randy Kenny came into our lives promising to fight Justin Trudeau and to get rid of the carbon tax. And now we've moved on to the next person that is promising to fight Justin Trudeau and to get rid of the carbon tax. Time moves so quickly. We finally once again have a leader in this province that advocates for smoking. It's about time. You know, smoking has really been beat up the last few years, so it's nice that Big Tobacco has someone to stand up for them Danielle Smith. Smith will be sworn into the job on Tuesday, so if you see large clouds of black smoke from the downtown area, do not call the police. It's just a traditional burning of the tires, signifying that a new premier has been chosen in Alberta. After the fire is lit, Danielle will get into the premier's black Dodge Ram and do a victory lap around the Henday, escorted on her lap by members of the Freedom Convoy. As for Jason Randy Kenny, he begins the process of packing up his office, taking the Jameson bottles to the depot, cleaning the mustard stains out of the carpet, and of course leaving a little surprise behind for Danielle in the tank, the toilet, and the premier's bathroom. An upper decker, I believe it's called, Jason. You don't want to do that, though, wink, wink. This is, of course, the second time that Danielle Smith will lead a political party in Alberta. This is Danielle 2.0, now 80% more free. The Grant Report is brought to you by our merchandise, your exclusive home of Shuntwear and Giant Peter merchandise. Treat yourself today. Text Jimmy for the link to shop.
We're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
We're calling Kevin. Kevin was our final thanks-taking from yesterday.
Kevin speaking.
How you doing, my friend?
Good, you?
Good. Wanted to thank you for your contribution to Thanksgiving and the Edmonton Food Bank yesterday. You and the guys from GFL stepped up big time.
Oh, no problem. Thanks. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, that was fun.
We're good.
Also, what kind of voodoo were you putting on this whole rock, paper, scissors thing yesterday?
Jedi mind trick
on
me.
What was going on there?
Actually, Lucas, one of the fellows that was there, my coworker,
okay.
He Googled something, and he said that if you ask the person what their favorite color is, they always go with scissors.
Oh.
And see, so I was planned because I was going to go with paper to start with, and then I was going to go with rock because that's why I asked Grant what his favorite color was, because he was scissors, and then I because I had scissors on my mind, right? And that's why I went scissors too, but I was going to go rock.
Did you go scissors when he asked you?
I can't remember.
You did?
I think we might have both gone scissors. I can't remember. There was one we had to draw.
We both did scissors the second time.
That was after you asked him what his color was.
Yeah, and see, I had scissors on my mind, but I was supposed to do rock.
You were supposed to do rock. You would have won.
Well, you're the only one who beat him this year. We knew you were doing something. You were playing tricks.
I think he's the only one that has beat him
in years.
Yeah. Possibly, yeah.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was our strategy.
That's hilarious. I've never heard that before. All right, Kevin, listen, thank you to you and the gang there from GFL for your contribution to the food bank. That's what it's all about. We had a little bit of fun, ran around your yard and in your neighborhood, and your neighbors are probably thinking you're weird now because you had three turkeys on the front.
Who are all these crazy people running around in these costumes yesterday?
All right, my friend, you have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Talk to you later.
We're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
I thought this story was kind of interesting, especially coming on the heels of what we were talking about last week with Leonardo DiCaprio giving the Dune kid career advice.
Yeah, he told him no hard drugs and no superhero movies.
No superhero movies. And then Christian Bale's doing an interview. I think he's promoting Amsterdam. Is he in that?
And Amsterdam comes out tonight. Everyone's in that. Christian Bale, Chris Rock.
That looks interesting.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know the premise behind that?
I know nothing about it. Keep seeing the cast.
Yeah.
And I know that Christian Bale was saying he had a hard time acting. John David Washington's in that one, too. Taylor Swift.
Wow.
So he had a hard time acting because Chris Rock kept making him laugh.
Okay.
And Christian Bale's such an intense actor.
Anyway, Christian Bale was saying that he owes his career to Leonardo DiCaprio because Leo would pass on all these roles and he would like, all right, I'll take it. Thank you.
Yeah, he said every big role in Hollywood, Leonardo DiCaprio was always offered it first. And then if he rejects it, that's Christian Bale scoops it up. He comes in there, takes it. So you're saying, thank you, Leo, for all these great roles.
I owe my career to you.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, because I'll be honest with you, if you told me that there was a movie out this weekend and you get a choice without talking about what the movies are about, it just based on the pure like name recognition, but what I like about an actor, and you said there's a Christian Bale movie this weekend, he's starring in it, or there's a Leo movie, what are you going to go to? I would probably go to the Christian Bale movie. I swear.
I would.
The only reason I would choose Leo maybe is because he does less movies. Christian Bale seems to be in a lot more.
Yeah.
So maybe like the Leo ones are a little more like, okay, maybe this will be really good.
Because he's more discerning.
Who's the better actor? I don't know. Christian Bale transforms himself more.
Yeah.
Where Leo is always kind of Leo. Like,
yeah, he's always kind of Leo.
But he's great. I love his movies.
I don't dislike Leo. He was, you know what I thought he was really good in was the Quentin Tarantino one.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, yeah, ranked his fifth best movie by Rolling Stone.
Yeah, I loved that movie. I thought he did an unbelievable job.
See, I'm trying to think of like what's each of their, so for Leonardo DiCaprio, probably his best role would be The Revenant. Is that the one he won an Oscar for?
I think so.
I think that's the
first Oscar that he got. He didn't get asked up there to make a speech.
Yeah.
At all. He was nominated a couple of times, I think, but I don't think he... And Christian Bale's been up there a few times,
hasn't
he?
Christian Bale won Best Supporting Actor for The Fighter, which he was amazing in, and transformed his body, lost all that weight.
He was unbelievable. He saved that movie.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if Wahlberg would have been able to carry that one by himself.
So I think, like, yeah, Christian Bale transforms himself into these crazy roles.
Do you think they offered Leo Batman?
I'm Batman.
Did Leo get offered Batman?
I couldn't see Leo being Batman. That would make no sense to me.
Well, there's a story. Warner Brothers apparently wanted Leonardo DiCaprio as the Batman.
And then Christian Bale stepped in there. And there's a case to be made that Christian Bale is the best Batman of all time.
Yeah, I would say he's my favorite.
Yeah. Jimmy, you're the nerd guy.
Yeah, but I...
Love Clooney?
No,
I... Loved the nipple suit, didn't you?
No, what's his nuts? The first one. Keaton. Yeah.
He was the best Batman?
I think so.
Okay, they're saying Leo was offered the Riddler. Not the Batman.
And he turned that... Well,
he turned it down.
Well, it goes against his rule. Like, that would be a superhero thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
A superhero
movie? That would be a superhero movie, yeah.
Hmm. All right.
He'd make a better Penguin.
So can you name your favorite Christian Bale movie and your favorite Leonardo DiCaprio movie?
I already did. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That's my favorite Leo?
Favorite Leo. I thought he was brilliant in that. Right, and him and Brad Pitt really worked well together in that movie. And I'm not a massive Brad Pitt fan, but I thought Brad Pitt
was
perfect in that role too.
Trying to pick my favorite Leo movie because
okay, give me a couple of other options.
Wolf
of Wall Street was really good.
Shutter Island was amazing.
I didn't like Shutter Island.
You didn't like Shutter Island?
No, I didn't. No.
My two favorite, like my favorite for Leo would have to be The Man in the Iron Mask.
Really?
He played twins.
That's your favorite?
Three Musketeers. There's the backstory. It's actually a really good movie.
They have
movie.
That ranked as his second worst movie.
Yeah, but they're stupid. And then The Machinist.
That's also considered a bad movie for Christian Bale.
I didn't hate The Machinist.
His acting was like crazy because he was like deathly skinny and stuff, but it's not... considered.
And then The Fighter. I thought Christian Bale was unbelievable.
See, for me,
in the
Christian
Fighter.
Bale, I think Ford versus Ferrari is maybe my favorite.
Oh, that's Christian a good Bale one movie. Too. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's Django Unchanged. Leo was great in. He wasn't the main actor.
He was the Departed. He was good in Departed. You know what? If I get a second pick, I'm still Once Upon a Time. Departed would be my second choice. Because he was so good in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. And then Christian Bale. Give me a couple of other options on Christian Bale.
Okay, so you had The Fighter, The Dark Knight, obviously, Ford versus Ferrari, American Hustle.
American Psycho he was in, too.
American Psycho, he was amazing.
He was unbelievable in that.
The Prestige.
Thor, Love and Thunder.
He was in one of those.
Was he in that?
Yeah, he played
if I was Christian Bale, Vice. I would just do things to troll Leo.
Vice, he was really amazing in.
Just take every role that Leo turns down. Just step in and take it.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Okay, we're calling. Her name is Jen. Jen, how are you today?
Oh, I'm well. How are you?
Excellent. Are you aware of who's calling, Jen?
No, I'm not.
Okay, it's the locker room. I'm Lachlan Cross. I got Grant Johnson Hello. In the room with me and James P. White. Now, you recently submitted to Harvard, which is the name of our company, owns 95.7 Cruise FM, Helping mm-hmm. Hands, a submission. Yes. You've had a bit of a rough summer, a rough go of it from what we were reading. And
yeah, I did.
Now, I will be completely honest with you, Jen. We have avoided talking about Harvard Helping Hands because we love the idea. We think that this is an amazing idea. We weren't sure that people would take it seriously if the locker room talked about it.
That's fair.
It's okay. But it is a real thing, and it's kind of a... How do you explain this, Grant? Can you explain this to people that might be just tuning in?
So, basically, if you have a need, you can put it up on Helping Hands.
But if you're also the kind of guy that can help out,
or if you're like, hey, I can do some plumbing,
yeah,
I'll help somebody out, you can put that up there, put your services up there as yeah. well, and then help somebody out that needs a hand.
And somebody thought that the locker room would be the right person to call you. I think it has something to do with your toilet, because we destroy toilets all the time.
My good old-fashioned 1974 toilet, yes. Yeah.
So anyway, here's the deal, and I'm throwing this out there. If you're listening right now and you can help Jen out, she sounds like just an unbelievable person, has had a bit of a rough go as of late with her photography business. We don't need to get into any details, but your toilet is causing you some problems right now.
Yeah, it's got a crack seat, it's leaking, it's just
have you
crack,
tried,
as it were.
Have you tried duct tape?
Flex Seal.
Yeah.
You know what? I actually did try Flex Seal.
That's bad.
It's your toilet and your car is having some issues, too.
Well, there's a problem with the car.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah, the car has been, oh, my gosh, I just can't even with that car anymore. All right.
So what we'll do, Jen, we'll get people to go to the webpage, 957cruisefm.ca. Or send one of us a quick little note that might be able to help you out, and we'll see if we can't get you a little help here.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Like, I'm crying a little bit.
That's okay, Jen. Listen,
it's been a tough one. Thank you.
Yeah, I hope things get better, and I hope you can turn things around on your end. And maybe this
thank
is it.
You.
Maybe you'll meet somebody. Yeah, yeah.
I hope so.
There you go. Oh, hey, listen, let's give your business a plug. You do wedding photography. If anybody's got a wedding coming up, maybe they can book you. Okay, where do we send them?
JRushPhotography.com.
Okay, awesome. I'm glad we got a chance to meet you today. Good luck, Jen.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. You take care, my friend.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
There we go. That's all.
That's awesome.
Harvard Helping Hands. Maybe we'll get this young lady some help here who's had a bit of a go of it lately. Your WTF track of the day. That's Fake Plastic Trees, Radiohead. This is the locker room. And every once in a while, I think we need to do a better job of asking why. Everybody, all of us,
mm-hmm.
to a person. Not one of us can escape the fact that we need to do a little more of this in our lives. And when there's things that come at you, it's okay to stop and go, hold on. Why? Why are we doing this?
Okay.
Okay. And then, hold on. I'm okay if there's a reasonable explanation at the end of that why.
Yeah.
If something comes back at me that is a reason that I can wrap my head around, I'm okay with proceeding. But it's the why that I'm not sure is being preceded before we're reacting and acting and doing things in the world that we live in today. We need more why.
Okay.
Why? And you, everybody, you listening, you people in this room with me,
mm-hmm.
all of you need to do a better job of saying why. Because then we might actually... Well, I got an example of... There should have been a why at the beginning of this. Coming up.
95.7 Cruise FM.
Where's Cheadle? Where's Cheadle, Alberta?
Cheadle...
I have no reference point.
...is close to Calgary, I want to say, is it? Right?
Okay. All right.
Jimmy, you probably know better than me. You're an Alberta boy. Yeah, just outside Calgary.
Is there a drug problem there?
Well, it was... I believe this was... Cheetos did this.
Cheetos did this because of the name of
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So if you've missed
we're closing in on a Y here.
Cheadle, Alberta is now home to a 17-foot statue of three fingers holding a cheesy.
With the little residue on it.
Yes.
Okay.
They said, you know...
I'm not wrong, right?
Bow Island has a pinto bean. Glendon has the largest pierogi. We got the Easter egg there in Vegreville. Cheetos has recently unveiled the giant Cheeto statue in Cheadle.
Okay. I can live with that. Okay. I can move on. Thank you.
So
people keep sending this to me asking for my opinion on it, and I don't know what to say. I'm just like, it looks ridiculous.
It's a publicity thing for Cheezies. They said the brand was on the lookout for the perfect place to put their statue. They wanted to put this statue somewhere, and they found a place called Cheadle, and they thought, close enough. Close enough. So it'll only be there until November 4th if you want to go and visit it.
All right, it's all cleared up, everybody. I can go on with my day.
We're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
This is a dating site down in the States just for conservatives. They're kind of getting ridiculed a bit. They're facing a bit of backlash.
But why?
I don't care. Like who cares?
Somebody wants to go on a dating site where they're like, I only want to date another conservative.
Who cares?
Yeah, well, let them.
Well, I think some of the questions, like, they're trying to weed people out that might not be conservative. So there's this questionnaire at the front end before you're accepted. And one of the questions was, where were you on January 6th? So
they're also
they're kind of opening themselves up to
apparently
ridicule.
No women signed up for it.
Zero women. It's a pretty sad dating site. It gave me an idea. Let's create a dating site specifically for the three of us. Mine's easy. I came up with one for each of us.
Okay.
Keeping in mind that, yes, I'm aware that I'm married.
Yes.
And yes, I'm aware. I was at Grant's wedding. I'm aware that Grant is. So we're suspending reality for a minute. And we all know that Jimmy is also in a relationship.
Our wives died in a train accident together.
Horrible train accident. Yes. Okay. Now, Locks is going to be, are you looking to date an asshole? That would be the name of my dating site. Grant's is dating a prankster. And Jimmy's nerd love. I don't know if we're going to get any better ideas than that.
That's pretty good, yeah.
I have one for me, though.
Okay.
Well, short loving.
Short loving. There
short
we go.
Short loving.
That's not bad.
It's like
that
website that you guys, we all got signed up for, Dinky Ones.
Similar. Similar, Grant, but not quite.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast, your official MMA show. A midget, millennial, and an asshole.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating.
Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM.